welcome to Business Radio X, and this is the Giving Back to Gwinnett Talk Show. The show is presented by Minuteman Press of Duluth. High-quality products, timely service, competitive prices. You can expect these and more when you partner with Minuteman Press of Duluth. I am your host, Lynn Robinette, and our show spotlights local charities serving Gwinnett County and promoting the great work they do. We have over 4,000 wonderful nonprofit organizations in the Gwinnett area. And today you're going to meet three of them. We hope that you will be touched by their mission and their impact to our community and want to get involved to assist them continue their wonderful work. Today we have with us Matt Williams with NG3. We have Shayna and Victoria with Models to the Rescue, and we have Joy with Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. Welcome, guys, and thank you to come to our show today. So let's just get started. Everybody doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right. Wonderful. Matt, tell us, what is NG3?
Well, Lynn, thanks for letting us be here. NG3, first of all, stands for Next Generation. The three stands for character, community, and change. We are an organization that focuses on character development and mentorship programs in our high schools in Gwinnett and are now expanding out into Walton County. We do character development programs. We offer community service opportunities. And the really the thing that we want to be good at, the thing that we want to do really, really well are our small mentoring groups. Those are the 10 to 12 guys or girls with an adult in each community that are doing life together and going deeper in what it is that they are struggling with and where they're succeeding.
Wow. There's a lot of need for some good mentoring groups in our schools today. So how did you get started? What brought about this?
I'm a Gwinnetian. I grew up here, and I was involved with a high school, Brookwood High School, back in 2005 through 2011. And we started to see a need that persisted, which was having a third party that was coming and working with the kids and the players where they could, they really had an out. It wasn't so much, hey, we want to give you a program, but we want to be able to build relationships with you. We want to be able to walk through life with you so that ultimately the things that they're struggling with and the things that they may have a hard time going to a coach with, that they could come to us with it. And so from there, we started trying some new things. We started trying some things that didn't work, candidly, but some things that really did. And from there, in 2011, we launched NG3 officially. Again, we've adapted a little bit over the years, but our heart has really kind of stayed in the same place, which is these small mentoring groups, being able to take adults in the community, working alongside the kids in their high schools, hopefully to bring change.
So you started at Brookwood, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That's where my kids went to school.
Really? That's when?
My son graduated 2001 and my daughter 2002.
Okay. All right. I was a Brookwood grad as well.
What year?
97.
Okay. All right.
My sister was a 2001, though. Anyway, we'll talk later about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That is just funny when you start connecting with anybody. But Gwinnett desperately needs that. Awesome county. I firmly believe the schools are great here. So tell us some of your success stories.
Again, the thing that we want to see more than anything are our small groups. I mean, we have character development programs where we work with a lot of different teams. We have the community service side where we're taking the guys and the girls that we work with and connecting them with different community service projects. For example, Wishes for Me. Then we have our small groups. Just last year, we had a group of guys that we took from Archer High School to go down to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Honestly, it wasn't any big deal. It wasn't like some huge meeting other than it was these guys wanting to go and help or at least be an encouragement to the kids that were on the cardiac step down unit at Children's Healthcare. And so we all took them, you know, little presents or little gifts And these big football players, you know, from high school, they're walking into these rooms to these kids that have been struggling, and they're talking to them and their families and giving them gifts and really just kind of trying to encourage them, which meant a lot to the kids.
Your kids, well, and your program.
Yeah, it meant a lot. Well, it meant a lot to the kids at Children's.
Mm-hmm,
but
right.
I think sometimes it probably meant more to our guys than it did to those little kids, because they, one, realize the blessings that they have, but they, two, they also realize that no matter where they are, what walk of life that they come from, or their background, they have an opportunity to help somebody.
Exactly. You know, I have worked with a lot of nonprofits and the people volunteering, but sometimes when you get in those situations, especially people want their privacy and they don't want to share what they're being inflicted with. But, you know, when I'm talking to families, I'm like, why are you taking away blessings from people? Because your small group people, they'll be blessed a lot more just by what little bit they may feel like they're doing, just a little bit, but they are blessed so much more down the road. And it does build character. So,
yeah. And so another example of that would be our small groups are called huddle groups. Those are the 10 to 12 guys with an adult or girls with an adult that mentorship group that we're talking about. Last year, a couple of our huddle groups would sponsor a family for Christmas. So if there was a need in the community with a family that fell on hard times or couldn't provide opportunity for their kids during Christmas, these high school guys and these high school girls would pool their money, use that money to go buy the presents and go buy opportunities for these kids, and then be able to go give them to those families.
You know, have you guys checked into it? We worked with it with the Wishes for Me Foundation last year, is with Toys for Tots, to where you can go collect up. You can get up to like 500 toys and distribute them to low-income families.
I did not know that.
Yes. And so we did that. Actually, we had the drop-off point at my house, and we had families come. I worked with the local ministries in the area to provide the toys for low-income families. So, and actually that worked out really well, because a couple of the families that came, the mothers, I hired them to be caregivers. So it kind of worked out.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
But yeah, no, that it, you're talking about toys. Yeah, that you can do that.
Yeah, maybe worth conversation at least.
Absolutely. So they do need people on the side of town, you
always
know, delivering them. So awesome. What else? You've got your small groups. You go do your volunteer work. What age groups?
Well, good question. Right now, we're primarily, our staff work primarily with high schools. Right now, we're currently at Brookwood, Parkview, Archer, Grayson, Mill Creek, Peachtree Ridge, and George Walton. And each one of those campuses has a full-time staff that's on staff with NG3 that's hired to build this program on campus and with these kids. We primarily work with the athletes, the athletic departments, but that's expanding into leadership groups. It's expanding into really any extracurricular activity that's on campus. We want to be able to provide someone that's walking beside those kids. So right now, that's where we're at. We just started at George Walton Academy out in Walton, so technically we're not just Gwinnett anymore. But we've had probably a dozen, if not more, calls from other schools, not only in the area, but outside of our area and state, that have requested our presence. So it's a pretty neat thing. I mean, we're a faith-based nonprofit, and a lot of times we get asked the question, well, how does that work with public high schools? And the easiest question or the easiest answer to that, we follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds funny, but we understand that there's a fine line that we can't cross. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be respectful of the schools, the coaches, the administration. When we're on campus, when we're offering our character development, it is completely school appropriate. When we're taking kids to go do community service projects, we have yet to run into somebody and say, no, we don't want you doing that with our kids. But then when we have an off-campus opportunity like our huddle groups, that's usually where that conversation then begins to go a little bit deeper into their spiritual walk and what it is that the questions that they have, what they want to know. And that's where we're able to really open up and talk more about that side of it. But while we're on campus, we follow the rules.
And that's, you don't have to talk about God and be an inspiration and
not always.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. It's just the walk that talks more than the talk.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for coming on the show. And
well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed finding out more and more about your organization. And
if anyone's interested, ng3.org is our website. And we are always looking for two things. We're looking for volunteers, people that can help with our committees and on campus. And we're looking for financial support because we are a nonprofit, and the only way we exist is through donations. So,
and speaking of that, excuse me, the volunteers, they can go to your website. Is there a phone number which they can call? Or
there's a link. If they're interested in getting involved, there's a contact us page that'll actually come straight to me. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be able to get in touch with them that way. And that's really the easiest way to do that.
Okay, great. And do you have any upcoming events that you want to discuss?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Lynn, I do. We actually, every Christmas, we have two Christmas tree lots where we sell trees as a fundraiser. We work with two churches currently in Gwinnett. One is Grace Fellowship Church in Snellville. And then one is Grayson United Methodist in Grayson. And so as you guys are looking for Christmas trees, come on out, support us, and get you a Christmas tree from one of our lots.
And that is Grace Fellowship on Dogwood in Snellville.
That's right.
And Grayson
United Methodist
United
Church
Methodist.
In downtown Grayson.
Super. Yeah, I'll see y'all at Grace.
Come on.
Fellowship. Not far from my house.
There you go.
Absolutely. So, again, this is Matt. Check out the website, ng3.org. Get involved if your child's going to a school that isn't being serviced by NG3. Reach out to ng3.org and see what they can do to assist you guys. Again, this is Matt, NG3, and we also have Shana with Models to the Rescue and Victoria. So, tell us, what is your mission?
Models to the Rescue brings awareness to homeless pets with special focus on the ones who have been in foster care the longest or the ones who constantly just get looked over in shelters. We take models and photographers either to the shelter facilities and do photo shoots there, or we can have volunteers meet us on site somewhere to take photos. Those photos are shared across social media outlets. They're also given back to the shelter for them to use on their website. And through constant fundraising efforts and sponsorship, we're able to do this for them for free.
Very much so needed. I see a lot of little pets that are still in foster homes. I hear of them all the time. So, and you guys have connected up with Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. We have Joy here today. So how did you guys get connected?
Good morning. Well, we're so pleased to be connected today. I'm Joy Kramer with Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. I'm the brand new Vice President of Marketing, Media, and Events. And so this is actually my fifth day. So it's really fun, but I will tell you, I've been so impressed with what Shana and her group have been able to do, because 88% of Angels Among Us Pet Rescue dogs come from these high-kill shelters. And so a calendar like this is so important, because we call these dogs that are in this calendar special needs dogs. And these are the ones who really need to get adopted the most. They've been in care the longest, and they really require a very special kind of foster mom or dad. A lot of them may have medical needs. They may just be over exuberant. They may be need to be the only dog. But one of our biggest the main thing that I just love about this organization is all volunteers. There are over 500 volunteers 400 foster homes. It's a completely virtual organization right now. And that means that we're constantly in a need for foster homes, because when we pull these animals for the shelter, and it never ceases to amaze us. And it happened recently in Walker County. They said, oh, come on, we need to pick up, you know, 20 dogs. And then they send a bunch down there, and then there's 50 dogs.
Right.
And so we have to place all these dogs. And it's so important that we get them homes. And to foster families, and our families and Angels Among Us are so important to us. And one of the things that drew me to them was because I'm also a volunteer for Cobb County Animal Control. I know that a lot of times these county shelters don't have the resources to take really good pictures. And they're so in need of photographers. And you walk by those cages and they're so forlorn and so sad. And then you see a photographer like Miles to the Rescue come along, and they can just bring that pet just absolutely the most beautiful side of them out. And you know, we're so excited because this is a perfect way to show off these animals in the best possible light.
We were lucky enough to have Bruno from Minuteman Press as a mutual sponsor. So he actually did a lot behind the scenes with them to get them on board with this. So we were really, really lucky for him to connect both of us. And I truly believe that fosters save lives in two ways. Not only do they get the dogs out of the high kill shelters, but they also keep them from becoming institutionalized and developing behavioral problems while they're there as well.
And exactly. Even just, that's exactly right. Even just a photo shoot where they're away from the shelter for a few hours to get shown off like this really means a world of difference. Even, you know, we don't just have fosters that we, you know, we're in need of to do this type of work to so that we can pull more of these animals. But we need a lot of volunteers because we put on great events, and the foster families bring the pets out to the events, but we still need folks to come out to do our face paintings and our, you know, and run the tables and hand out information on the organization. So there's a lot of ways. Transport is another thing we're in desperate need of at Angels, just to move the dogs from one place to the other. Picking up those dogs is a very emotional process. And a lot of times the foster might not be right near the shelter where we're picking them up. So even if you couldn't be a foster, you might be able to be a transport person.
Wow. I know.
There's a lot of ways to get involved.
I know, but when I look at the dogs, my neighbors will start hating me. That's my problem, because I want to take them off.
Oh, I almost shoved several in the car with me when I was taking their photos. When I would go out to the photo shoots, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put this one in and take it home with me. But I know that we would both be homeless if I ended up taking more dogs home, basically.
Yeah, I've Petco, I'm there probably monthly. And I always end up going the day they have the adoption day. Not by plan. Believe me, I try to go the other days. But the last 3 months, every time I walked in there, I'm like, okay, I'm emailing them. I want that dog.
I know, but if you can't take your dog home, you can still take an application for foster and give it to your neighbor who might not have a dog, or might have recently lost their dog. That's what I did in my neighborhood, because I know that they needed volunteers, and I can't have another dog. I have a, you know, very high, strong dog who just has to be the only dog.
Right.
But I brought the application home and I gave it to my neighbor, like, here, please volunteer with this organization. They're so good.
No, I mean, I'm literally ready to take them home.
I know.
But that dog's on hold for somebody else.
Well, look in that calendar and there are 13 or 14 dogs in there.
You know, it's like, there's your side thing. Yeah. So that's what I'm like, okay, take a deep breath. You didn't get that one. Why did you not get it, Lynn?
Because
I travel a lot. You know, then I'm like, okay, well.
But you could transport. You could be a vacation foster
you
when
pet
you're
taxi.
Home on the weekends. You'd be a pet taxi. Or you can be a volunteer at the events. We need help. We've rescued over, since 2009, we've rescued over 11,500 dogs. And this is only virtually. I mean, it's really amazing that we've been able to rescue that many dogs without having an actual facility. We want to get a facility. That's in our long-term plans. And we hope somebody will donate their
right.
their land for that.
But. Hey, no, I got some land.
Okay. Well,
and I've got volunteers.
Yeah. Well, we
it's called our residents at the Wishes for Me Foundation. They love animals, and they actually have dogs that live in their homes, and I've got one with a cat.
Yeah. Well, so that's in our long-term plans for sure. But most of our supporters are, you know, everyday people who just feel passionate about the dogs. They donate on Facebook. They can donate through our website, angelsrescue.org. There's so many different ways to get involved and so much information on the website about how you can fit into this organization.
I have to tell you guys, working with the volunteers, you can't describe the feeling that you get when you have that many people connecting, you know, over one cause. They are so dedicated to making those animals feel safe and loved while they're waiting for an actual forever home. These people came out to each shoot, you know, drove over 2 hours with some of these dogs and, you know, helped us through the process. But you can really, really care and see how much, you know, they care about the animals and how big of a heart that they have.
I just look at them and I want to take them all home. You know, you like the small ones, you like the big ones, you got the sad eyes, you got the take me home eye appearance. So, yeah, it gets very interesting. So, Victoria, how did you connect? Because you're a model with Models to the Rescue, correct? Tell us, what got you involved in this?
Well, I love animals.
Okay.
I love working with animals. I love incorporating them into my shoots. And so when she contacted me, Shanna, with Models to the Rescue, I was actually really excited.
All right. So what do you do outside of Models to the Rescue?
I do modeling, acting, cosplay, paint a little.
Gotcha. So. Okay. So you got called and now you're modeling for Models to the Rescue, helping place animals.
We had a really fun shoot that day. We had, she was our January, so in our calendar.
I was about to talk about that.
Victoria, I'm looking January.
At your Angels Among Us Pet Rescue calendar, and which is also Models to the Rescue. And Victoria is. She is the Angel Rescue with Terrence.
Mr. Terrence.
9-year-old Mastiff mix. And those are big.
Right.
Dogs.
He is such a sweet boy. This dog has been, he's been in foster home for several years. I think the volunteer said it's like 4 or 6 years. It's been a really long time. And he's a senior now, and he, you know, maybe around 10 years old, they were guessing, but he really just wants a home to lay down and spend the rest of his life, you know, somewhere where he's loved and somewhere where he's safe.
I'm sitting here reading this, all right, and I'm sorry. I know you, I shouldn't be reading it here, but we're talking a large Mastiff, and he likes to snuggle loves to snuggle.
Oh, yeah.
Probably on the sofa. Yeah, my dog, my son's got a dog that does the same thing. Big 63-pound.
There's some small ones in there, too, if that's...
And they love the sofa. Oh, I don't have a problem with them up on the sofa, but I see these big dogs want to sit in my lap when I'm sitting in a recliner.
Oh, and what month was it? Oh, goodness. There's a big black lab in there. And when he goes to events, he is very barky around other dogs. And so that really puts people off. It's him. It's
Fido.
July. Yes. That dog will melt into your arms like a baby. But when he's out and they try to take him places for people to meet him, no one ever really gets to see that side of him because he gets so worked up. So part of what we do in our photos, we want to show the dogs interacting with a human being so that people can be, you know, they can see them as more relatable to their families. Also, we use models because they can pose quickly and the animals run our shoots. You can't tell a dog, like, just sit and stay and look beautiful. So we use girls who are experienced so that they can, you know, maneuver around and kind of wing it if they have to.
I love this with August. You've got a bulldog and a pit. Wonderful. All right, so you guys are still working on your 2017 calendar.
Right, that is the prototype there. They will be available soon. The cost will be $12. You can also contact us if you are a business and you would like to have your logo specifically added to the calendars to promote your small business. You can actually contact Bruno for that. And I have his email address. So if you want to have your logo added, you can email Bruno at bruno@minutemanpress.com. And if you're interested in pre-ordering a calendar, you can contact us at models2therescue@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Beautiful calendars. Definitely need to go out on the website of
angelsrescue.org. And you can find these dogs on angelsrescue.org. There's a tab under adopt. And you can look. Of course, you will try and put a preview of the calendar on our website soon. But you can search by breed and size under the adopt tab at angelsrescue.org. And we are going to we'll start a pre-list for ordering this weekend. We're going to be at 3 events up in the northern Atlanta metro area. We're going to be at Pet Supermarket on Saturday, which we're there a lot. And
what location?
Buford Drive in Lawrenceville. Mm-hmm. And then also on Cumming Highway. We're regularly at PetSmart in Canton on Cumming Highway. And we have a Halloween party coming up at Creekstone this weekend.
All right. Do you have some cute little outfits for your...
hope so. We're going to have face painting and tattoos. And we'll have some information from the Humane Society if you're inclined towards being an advocate for, you know, spay and neuter policies, that kind of thing. You can pick up some information from the Humane Society of the United States there, as well as see these wonderful dogs. It's going to be angelsrescue.org, and then there's an event tab as well that you can go on and look and see what our what other events are coming up in November. In February, we have a gala event for the Love of Paws, and that's going to be in Buckhead this year. So we're really excited about that coming up. And we're going to be doing a movie screening. You're all going to get this information on Facebook and the website, but we're going to be airing a movie called A Southern Fix, which is really the story of the pet overpopulation that we have in the South and how spaying and neutering can really help that, and how many, many organizations are coming together to bring animals up north because they really want... They need adoptive animals up north, so we try and connect with as many transport groups as possible. But yeah, there's lots of ways to connect with us, mainly the Facebook page and angelsrescue.org.
And again, this is Joy
Kramer
with Angels Among Us Pet Rescue, Victoria and Sheena with Models to the Rescue. So... you've already talked about some of your upcoming events. For Models to the Rescue outside of the calendar, how do people get in touch with you and some upcoming events?
We have a Models to the Rescue group for planning. It's kind of like private group where people connect there, where they can see what's going on. So if anyone wants to send me a message on Facebook, I can add you to that group. But right now it's private because... We have lots of girls' information in there that are models. We want to protect their privacy. But you can find me on Facebook. My name is Sheena, S-H-E-N-A, Tarie, T-A-R-I-E. And just shoot me a message. I can add you to that group. Our actual Facebook page is under Models to the Rescue. And you can like that page. And it'll have all of the photos that we have taken from every shelter of every pet in each little album on there. So you can... find a way to get back to that shelter if you're interested in adopting any of those animals that you see there.
Now, what type of cost do you guys have with your organization?
We're lucky that we don't have any overhead because we don't have a building or anything like that, but we do have to pay for props. Sometimes we have to pay for studio time if we're shooting somewhere on location, wardrobe, transportation, just anything like that that we're putting into these photo shoots. And the more fundraising we can gain, the more elaborate we can make the shoots as well. So we can bring even more attention with the photos.
Right. So with Angels Among Us, Joy, you're virtual, but you still have expenses.
We have a lot of expenses and we always need donations. And you can donate to something specifically, or you can donate in general. The vast majority of our expenses goes towards vetting, which is getting the dog to the veterinarian and all the medical expenses that come. We just had a situation last week where we had a dog with, it was reported to us that had a sore paw. And so, of course, we pulled the dog, and then we found out that the dog had a broken foot, not a sore paw, and $3,000 of medical expenses. So it's just, you know, you sort of, it's like pulling a string on a sweater.
Right.
You really want to do the right thing here. But we have tremendous vet expenses in terms of caring for these dogs, making sure that they're healthy so that they can be adopted. And that's one of the major reasons that we need a facility, because even though we have 55 vet foster and veterinarian groups around the state that are our partners, it's still very, very expensive to take them to individual veterinarians around at these various. We need our own facility. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I say that's in the long-term plan. But yeah, it's always, no matter what, where we go, it always seems to turn out to be more expensive.
I was a vet tech for 11 years before this, so I know exactly how expensive it gets to treat them.
But we are, you know, I'm really proud to say that we have been very good stewards of donation money. We were recognized as one of the great nonprofits by great nonprofits, by, you know, we're listed as a top nonprofit by GuideStar. We've been recognized by Georgia Voice, by Best Self Magazine, by Jezebel Magazine, and we recently got a letter of recognition from Governor Nathan Deal. So we're really proud that Angels Among Us really does good things with your money, and we need to keep doing that work and expand our foster family.
That is awesome. That is really good. I'm so excited that y'all connected up, and you've got Matt here. I can see his wheels a-turning. Always wanting to find different projects for his small groups. So, and then I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I got to go to the pet store again. I've got plenty on my plate, but
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
You were talking about we got to go get the dogs and like take them to the vet and stuff because, you know, they had a hurt paw. What responsibility do the shelters take in taking care of them?
Well, the shelters provide, for the most part, and every shelter is different. I should stress that we don't have a lot of data that comes out of shelters. And that's one of the things that we'd like to see statewide, some more transparency from the shelters. Because a lot of situations come about where, you know, shelters don't do the right thing, and then the media gets a hold of it, and then all of a sudden they clean up their act, and it becomes, you know, worst to first really quickly. But we need better standards and practices across the state for how we treat our animals. I mean, I know the shelter that I, Cobb County Animal Control, that I volunteer with, they do provide really good medical care and, you know, address the most urgent situations with the dogs. They, you know, they're kept isolated if they're not healthy, and they can't be put in the pet population. We're really careful about, you know, how they handle cleanliness and germ control. Mm-hmm. And then they're also getting, you know, 3 squares a day. And the volunteers at Cobb County Animal Controls walk the dogs every day. So they do yeoman's work at the actual shelters themselves to really keep those dogs socialized until they can get pulled by a rescue. And it's a really good story over there. I encourage you to go there too.
One of our goals as we get more funding and backing as well is to start sponsoring some of the animals and telling their story and everything, but actually helping to pay for some of their vet care and things like that. Since we don't have as much expense as a typical nonprofit might, we want to go in and actually help financially. So these animals, you know, if we cover their adoption fee or if we cover their vet bill, things like that. So it makes it easier on the shelters as well.
Oh, that would be good. And for families that want dogs, but they struggle.
Right.
With the initial fee.
Right.
Absolutely. Get that forever home a little bit faster. I love it. So, okay, again, guys, this show is presented by Minuteman Press of Duluth. Bruno is the owner, and he would love to hear from you. I want to thank you guys for coming out today and being a part of our show and just telling your wonderful stories and letting the public know what all you can do. Again, Minuteman Press of Duluth, high-quality products, timely service, competitive prices, I'm sorry, and you can expect these and more when you partner with Bruno of Minuteman Press.